Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we give you fascinating, candid, soulful, delicious conversations about sexuality. This is a bonus episode of the podcast because it's coming into holiday gift-giving time, and we wanted to do a short episode featuring some of our favorite sex toys that we've discovered recently, and to motivate you to give an erotic gift to your partner or lover this holiday season. And this idea of giving an erotic gift, something that should not be opened in front of other family members, something that is just for you and your erotic relationship, is a way of flagging, of signaling to your partner that your sex life matters. I will never forget, growing up, my mom always complained about the time my father, you know, before their messy divorce, but the time she was given a vacuum for Christmas. She complained about that like my whole life. And what was that about? It was about the gift that she was given on this holiday was about domesticity. It was about chores. And maybe he thought this was something that would make her life easier, but I think it really meant something to her to be given this boring domestic present, right? So the gifts we give matter, and they emphasize different parts of our relationship. Gifts are a way of paying attention to one another and what matters to one another. And gift giving is just one of the five love languages, right? There's words of affection, physical touch, quality time together, service, acts of service, and gift giving. But around this holiday time where we do a lot of gift giving, the gifts we give matter. And so we want to encourage you to give a gift that shows your partner that you care about your sex life.
We covered talking more about the love languages in episode 224,
which was our sexy gift-giving guide for Valentine's Day. So a lot of these same themes around how do you choose the right gift for a sexy present. And that makes sense on Valentine's Day, right? But around Christmas, Hanukkah, the winter holidays, we are so focused on family and togetherness and tradition that we often neglect the erotic side of our life. So this is just a reminder to bring some of that eroticism and focus on love and partnership that we celebrate so fully in February into December.
I love it. And part of it is knowing what your partner most loves to receive, what makes them feel most loved, appreciated, seen, valued, and the love languages can be an access to that.
Right, and so if your focus is on quality time together, your erotic gift might be a mini vacation or going out to dinner in a really focused, romantic way. But there's something special about unwrapping presents, and it's not everyone's focus, but if you're giving gifts this holiday season, consider giving an erotic gift. And this can mean a new sex toy. And not everyone uses sex toys, but they are beautiful tools to unlock different kinds of sensation, different experiences together. And choosing the right sex toy for where your sex life is at is a really meaningful way to tell your partner what you're committed to. And so if you're in a really stressed out part of life or you want to explore more full body massage, we love the idea of giving a massage candle or a beautiful bottle of massage oil. Massage candles are fun because you light them, they melt down into a pool of oil, and then you can pour that warm oil onto your lover's body. And it just feels special and delightful and a little bit naughty because it's a little bit warm. It's not hot wax that hot, but it's a different sensory experience and they smell delightful. And so we really love the massage candles from Lelo. I never know how to say that company's name. L-E-L-O. We have links to all of this on our website, by the way, on our erotic gift giving guide. And we'll post it in Erotic Essentials too, our free course. That's all of our resources gathered together. So you can have easy links to shop with. But the massage candle is a beautiful offering to say, I would like to massage you more. That's what that gift can mean. And if you want, you can pair it with enrolling in our Couples Massage Mastery course to really invest in this idea of full body touch, pampering one another, taking care of one another's bodies. And write a little note that says that. Like, I commit in the coming year to giving you lots of delicious massage. Or, honey, would you like a massage tonight? Dot, dot, dot. Right? If you want to take it more into the sexy realm, buying a vibrator or a sex toy for your partner is a way of giving permission for that sex toy to become part of your sex life together. A lot of people feel hesitant about vibrators, or what does it mean if the orgasm I have during sex is with a vibrator rather than your stimulation. There's a lot of kind of chatter about sex toys in partnered sex. But what we know is that sex toys can really up the arousal and the orgasmic capacity for both men and women, solo and partnered. And if you've never explored sex toys, I really encourage you to do so, just as a way of finding out what your body responds to. And we have a lot of sex toys after 12 years of being sex educators. And I had tons in college. Like, we have trunks and trunks of sex toys. And we're also sent sex toys from a lot of companies to try out the newest sex toys on the market. And a few stuck out this year as a really awesome new additions to our sex toy closet that we want to share with you. So the first is called the Sona from Lilo, and the Sona is one of the new family of sex toys, and we talked about the Satisfier in a previous bonus episode, but the Sona I am loving. It's become my go-to of choice when I'm in the middle of a workday and need a little stress relief. The Sona uses sonic technology to send pulses of air into the clitoral body. Mm. What does that feel like? Well, it feels a lot like sucking. It activates the deep internal structure of the clitoris, and so it doesn't feel like, sometimes I feel like with vibrators, you're just really buzzing the more periphery nerve endings, like the most external nerve endings of the clitoris, and sometimes I feel like buzzed out. And you can't really do clitoral vibration because it feels too intense. But these sonic waves kind of give this like really intense stimulation without feeling super buzzy and external. So I'm going to turn it on. This is an experiment. I'm not sure what you'll be able to hear. So it kind of sounds a lot like a vibrator, but it's pulses of air.
That's so trippy.
And then if you... So that's me sticking my finger in, like where the clitoris would be. And I actually like it. Maybe I should make a little video. You can see the little pulses of air coming out the silicone. So it's a lot like standing in front of a really loud speaker at a concert. You know how you feel the music kind of washing through your body? Or if you're at a live concert with like an orchestra and you feel that vibration of the music inside you? That's what this feels like, focused on the clitoris. Super fun. So the Sona from Lilo is a beautiful new toy that just came out on the market in the past month or two, and I've been having a lot of fun with it, and I think you will too.
And it's also really beautiful.
Yes, it is an art object in and of itself. Mm. And I like these kind of more luxury sex toys. Some people want to go raunchy with gift giving, and you might get like a big dildo or a dildo shaped like an octopus tentacle. I talk about octopuses way too much on this podcast.
Yeah, we need to explore.
But you can go raunchy, and that could be a fun gift to give. There is something around the holidays of giving beautiful objects for some people that will feel very luxurious. So that's kind of what I focused on in this collection. But you do you. All right, another toy I've recently loved and discovered is called the Crescendo by a company called Mystery Vibe. And this is the only toy they make at present. I think they'll come out with more. But what I love about this toy is it's a flexible vibrator that can be bent into a lot of different positions to fit your body and the pleasure zones you want to be stimulating. So I've always hesitated around, like, the bunny vibrators and the ones that are meant for insertion during penetration, because everyone's genitals are shaped and sized differently. And for me, when I've tried these kind of dual focus vibrators, it's like, well, if it's inside me, it's not really touching my clitoris right. And if I focus it on the clitoris, then the internal stimulation feels weird. What's beautiful about this toy is because it's flexible and bendable, you can make it fit your body. And it can be worn internally while you have partnered sex, which is a lovely way to give both of you a little extra buzz. It can be bent and shaped to fit how you do you. And I love, like, some of the messaging is like, your pleasure personalized, and one size does not fit all. And so I love that they've emphasized this idea of personalization. And then they take it to the next level where it can sync with an app on your iPhone to download different vibration patterns, and you can kind of program it to buzz in the ways you want it to buzz. And again, it's a really beautiful object. It comes presented in this beautiful black box. And again, I'm going to try to play some of the vibration patterns for you, because it kind of feels like you're at a disco. So you get to find the pleasure rhythms that you respond to. And some people like just one long pulse, and others really enjoy these kind of different varieties of pleasure. So this is the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe, and what you're not seeing is its ability to bend. So it can go inside you and then stimulate the clitoris. It can rock against the perineum. There's so many ways to use this, and it's just a super fun, elegant toy that you might want to add to your collection this holiday season. Okay, turning it off. The next thing I want to talk to you about is a company called Bijoux Indiscreets. Bijoux Indiscreets is a Barcelona-based company, and they make this line of really beautiful, elegant toys, but especially body jewelry and body adornment. So they make a series of kind of BDSM-inspired, like, harnesses and thigh straps made out of vegan leather and little simple metal fasteners. And this can be a nice gift if you're just starting into BDSM and want kind of an elegant, bondage-inspired lingerie piece, right? They can be worn with or without clothes. What I really like is their body chains, so like neck and shoulder chains. For women who want to feel kind of like that goddessy inspiration or like a temple whore, you know, like, we don't often adorn our bodies other than lingerie. And this company offers these beautiful thin metal chains that just to adorn her body, and they fit really beautifully on women of all different sizes. And this can be just a nice way to kind of dress her up and make her feel a bit like a queen. It's like bringing that luxury into your sex life and trying something new. They also have this line of masks that are made out of thin vinyl, and they're kind of laser cut. So there are these beautiful kind of geometric shapes that you can wear over your eyes. And this might be interesting if you're exploring kinky sex and don't want to go like full leather masks, but want a little bit of covering over your eyes. Because for a lot of people, a simple mask, a simple costume like that can help you step into a new role with your long-term partner. You're a little bit hidden, and so a different part of you can come out. And what I love about this line is that it all feels very luxury, but it's actually quite affordable. You know, the price point is from like $6 to $40. It's in there to get a piece that feels very luxurious without investing hundreds and hundreds of dollars in like a leather chest harness. So that is an interesting option. And if you are interested in exploring the line from Bijoux, use the code MECHANICS20 for 20% off your order from Bijoux. Another new vibrator from a new company is called the Ava Vibrator from Dame Products. And they did a big Indiegogo campaign for this, and it was super successful because what it does, it's a little vibrator that has these little kind of wingy, feety things that slide in between your labia, and so it holds itself in place over your clitoris while you're having partnered sex. And we often encourage you to continue clitoral stimulation while you're having intercourse. But for some people, holding a vibrator in between you can feel kind of clunky. So this is a solution to that that people are really raving about.
That is a great idea. That's so fascinating that it's a community-supported sex toy.
Yeah. And they're another young, innovative company that is really solving kind of some of the problems with integrating sex toys into your partnered sex life. And they also have a vibrator that slips over your finger. And so if you're doing some of our beautiful fingering techniques and want to add a little buzz to that, they have another product called the Fin that fits over your finger like a little ring and adds a little vibration to your hand. And I think these are great if you're totally new to sex toys, if you've never played with partnered sex toys before. Something like this is super unintimidating. It fits into the sex you're already having and just adds another layer of sensation. A beautiful little gift to wrap up and present to your lover on a holiday evening. And then, of course, what is a holiday without lubricant? So getting a nice bottle of Good Clean Love's organic lubricant and including that, whether you're giving a sex toy or just as a commitment, like, let's go through this bottle of lubricant in these winter months. I know we have some listeners down in the Southern Hemisphere. Hello, Australia. But for most of us listening to this podcast, we are getting through the winter in the coming months. And it's a nice time to recommit to your sex life and give each other more massage, more stimulation, and have a nice fresh bottle of lubricant by your bedside. So at goodcleanlove.com, you can use the code PLEASURE for 33% off your entire purchase and get some lubricant. They also have really beautiful aromatherapy oils if your partner is into nice smelling things like you are, Miss Charlotte. Charlotte loves a good smelling oil.
I do. I love scented oils. But they also talk about how they can become sensory bridges to getting in a sexy mood. When you apply these scents during your lovemaking, during your foreplay, that it stimulates your brain and reminds you that you're having sexy time. And then when you put it on later, it again reminds you of it so that you are you're creating a bridge for yourself from regular life into erotic time. And that's such an interesting idea, just like intentionally using one of your senses.
Well, it plays into the idea that smell and memory are very interconnected in the brain. And I was reminded of this when we put up our Christmas tree yesterday. And that pine smell is so linked to so many of my memories, for better or for worse, about holidays. And we all have that scent memory connection. And so if you use the same aromatherapy smells again and again while you're having sex, then it starts triggering those pleasurable memories. I think it's a brilliant hack.
It's smart. Yeah, really.
And their rose aromatherapy I particularly love. Not just because we are the roses. So these are some ideas for erotic gift giving. You can also feel free to explore, you know, Good Vibes or Babe Land and pick out your own toy. If he's always been hinting that he's ready for some prostate stimulation, wrap up a butt plug and give it to him, not in front of the kids, but either the night before Christmas or one of the nights of Hanukkah after the kids have gone to bed. Make this a special moment just for the two of you. Wrap it beautifully. It would be great to write a handwritten note with any of these gifts. And make intentional your wishes for the coming year between you. And wherever you're at, if you need relaxation, if you're ready to get kinky, if you want to try role-playing, think about what you want to include more of in your sex life and then choose a gift that is a placeholder and a tool to bring that energy into your relationship. Much better than a vacuum. Or in addition to the vacuum or the cookware or whatever you're giving as like the main gift on the holiday, do a little extra, go above and beyond, and start a tradition of erotic gift giving.
Mm.
What would you like Erotic Santa to bring you this year? If you could choose anything in the galaxy.
Time and hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms.
But also, of course, don't forget that we have these beautiful courses that are an entry point into a whole galaxy and world of pleasure and exploration and curiosity and experience and creating erotic experiences together and expanding your world of pleasure as you know it. So they are beautiful options that can be a beautiful gift to give.
And if you want to give one of our courses as a gift, use the code GIFT for 33% off the online course of your choice. This will be good through the holiday season.
Mm.
So if you're listening to this later in life, sorry about it, but use the code GIFT. We'll give you 33% off. And I encourage you, if you choose one of our courses to give as a gift, also choose a physical object to wrap up that complements it. So if you choose the kinky course, you might want to get a little sensation toy or one of these masks from Bijou and, you know, wrap it up and then in the notes say, and I've enrolled us in a course to explore kinky sex together. Ready to get started? Dot, dot, dot. I'm a big fan of the dot, dot, dot in love letters. It's just that invitation, that open-ended, what comes next. Or for the couples massage course, wrap up a massage candle or massage oil and then write a note that says, and we will be learning massage together. It's a beautiful way to enhance your experience together, and we would love to have you as part of our community within these courses so we can assist you in the coming year and years. Some of our members have been with us for 10 years and are still discovering things with us, and we're still in communication with them. So deepen your relationship with us in this coming year by enrolling in one of our mastery courses. We would love to have you. Use the code GIFT for 33% off. So you will find links to all of these toys we mentioned and more at the Erotic Gift Giving Guide episode show notes page on pleasuremechanics.com. And we'll also include it in the Erotic Essentials, so you can find it easily that way as well. And if you are not a member of Erotic Essentials, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/free and give yourself the gift of our free course, The Erotic Essentials, where we gather together our best resources for you. So become a part of that and you will find the Erotic Gift Giving Guide waiting for you inside. All right, we hope this has been useful for you as you start thinking about giving erotic gifts this holiday season. We will be back with a full episode this Friday. It's all about desire and the difference between spontaneous desire and responsive desire, and why it is essential that you understand how desire really works for people in our everyday lives. All right, I am Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime